Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Where are we at on this Colorado crap?
Well, we haven't gotten too far.
How many have we done? Or have you?
I take that. I think we have. It's just felt like kind of maybe a long time. But we've done a lot of things, right?
We did.
Officially.
Edgewater Inn.
Yeah.
Do we count her Red Rocks or do we not count her Red Rocks?
I think we're counting the Red Rocks. Because
we're not.
We did not put a show at the Red Rocks. And
oh my God, California. You're going to have to learn to cool that.
Okay. A show at Red Rocks.
Oh my God. You don't put the on things.
Please don't remind anyone that I'm from California. I don't need more people hating me.
She's from the Bay Area, everyone. The worst part of California.
You're lying. Take it back.
I'm lying that you're from the Bay Area?
No, you're being honest about that. It's not the worst part. Have you been to LA?
No, but they're in competition. It's like LA and San Francisco. I love San Francisco. And then LA was a cesspool. And now San Francisco's like, hold my beer.
Yeah.
We're watch this.
Uh-huh. I'm not from San Francisco.
The last time I was in San Francisco, there was literally poop on the streets.
Yeah, that's the thing that happened during COVID. It's a bit
like they just gave up.
I haven't been back since.
Oh yeah. You're not from San, you're just near there.
Yeah.
Okay,
just
sorry.
South of so what were we talking about? Oh, Red Rocks. I'm gonna count it because
no.
And I would have had to buy tickets to a show I didn't care to go to in
That's
order
true.
To mark it off. So we're gonna count it for now, and then someday when I go to an actual show there, we'll double check it.
So we have a check mark next to it with like an asterisk.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that's okay. Edgewater Inn is
pencil.
Done.
1-2.
There you go. Red Rocks. And we just did Rockies game. By the way, ooh, great stadium.
How many stadiums? You are a sports gal.
Yeah,
right?
I've been to like the Giants, Dodgers, Padres stadiums. That might be it.
You've never done like anything out east, like Fenway or like.
Clearly, I don't leave the West Coast ever.
So. Detroit or anything?
No. Because my fiance's from Michigan. No, we haven't done any games there.
Okay.
What's our?
Should we say thank you? Thank for about the stadium.
Yeah, it's a great stadium.
Thank you.
She's one of us. Well, no, she's not one of us yet. You're right.
I don't know. I feel like I didn't design it, but we should acknowledge that it
was. How many times have you been there, Hack?
Probably 6.
Okay.
Or so.
Was that, where would you rank the experience of the Rockies game? Like going with us.
Are you asking him what we think you're asking him?
I am. I'm going to get to it.
Okay.
Okay. Listen, how much of these videos have been released at this point, Aaron?
Of the Colorado?
Yeah, or of just specifically what happened at Coors
Field.
That
one has not been released yet.
But there's a bit of a teaser.
Yes.
While we were at the stadium, Why did we decide to do it this way? Because we didn't want to.
Because the hot dogs.
Oh, they were huge.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
We looked into some club level seats.
Right.
Like if we'd gotten a hot dog, who forced this upstairs right away? I think Aaron did.
I did. Yeah.
She wanted to get to the.
I wanted to get the job done before we really.
I know, but I thought we should have just eaten regular little hot dogs down below.
Do those even exist?
Yes.
Because on the club level, they're called the Rocky Dog.
Club level only has a Rocky Dog, which is
and
the size of my forearm.
That's different than a normal hot dog. That's just a hot dog in the stadium.
It's, no, they have in the little silver foil. Downstairs, they're just the steamed, nasty, what you get at a ballpark. A regular hot dog you can get.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know that I've seen the difference.
So when you take your son, you get a dog that big?
No, they're total. I've seen pictures. Yeah.
They have regular hot dogs.
Regular size. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay. He gets the chicken nuggets, but.
I'm just not sure. Coors Field sells regular size hot dogs.
They do.
It goes on to say they offer the Rocky Dog, which is a foot long hot dog, and the Super Dog, which is a fourth pound. Okay, fine.
There's just like the little, you know how you. Like,
in addition to a standard 1/8-pound dog.
There you go. So this thing is so big, and I'm like, first off, we're standing in line forever to get one, and then they go, we're out of Rocky Dogs! And we're like, what? How, what? We can't.
I got a little bit of a bone to pick with those people.
Keg, pick. Pick
go
the bone.
Go next door.
Huh?
Go next door.
Right! The next suite
we
over
walked
had.
To the next stand, and they were like, yeah, Rocky Dogs galore. Like, just go next door!
Yeah, it was like, we walked 20 feet. Why couldn't they walk 20
feet? It is
also
weird. It's like, do you think people are going to order these today?
They just ran out of the buns, and I'm sure they sent a runner to go get more.
Okay. Anyway, so we decided, I think it was T-Hack's idea, that we would Lady and the Tramp the hot dogs. We would buy, for four people, we would buy two dogs.
Right.
And to keep it from being weird. Yeah.
We'd each get 6 inches.
Which is more than enough. They know what they're doing. I'm so sorry.
I used to be the vile one on this show. What
well,
just
when
happened?
This video gets released, they'll see you still are.
So anyway, Hack, how was your experience yesterday?
It was great. Mm-hmm. It was fun. We got very close. You told me my job depended on doing that. So
I just want to set the scene, and when this video comes out, you'll understand. T-Hack held one half of the hot dog. I held the other half.
Right. Mm-hmm. About we a foot like, apart.
Mm-hmm. And then I bit, and then let go of my half and put both arms on his shoulders and began to pull him into me.
Yeah.
At which point you flinched.
Well, I didn't know. So I took just a bite and then I broke away from the dog to chew the bite. I didn't know you were going Kobayashi. You were just... You were like,
no, it's Lady and the Tramp.
I know you were just going in. I just took a bite and was like, oh, I guess. So then I did. I had too
you're
much
ready
in my
to
mouth,
chew, yeah.
And then I was like, yeah.
Do you know how much I had in my mouth? I was 8 inches in before you. Like, I had 2 of your inches in.
Okay.
In addition
to
all 6 of mine.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. How did you feel about it?
I sucked a little piece of hot dog up and everyone's so mad at me because I did. I like laughed because it was so absurd what we were doing.
You had ketchup up your nose as well.
Yes.
We were also standing where we were not supposed to be standing.
Yes.
Like we got kicked out moments later.
Yeah. And probably because of what happened and not because of where we were standing.
So what I want to talk about is then the girls had to do the same thing, but Aaron, being gluten-free, couldn't eat the bun.
Yeah.
So the vile thing she had to do.
I
almost can't watch the video because it's so inappropriate.
It's suggestive.
Yeah.
There
she's
we go.
Peeling the legs back. I'm sorry, the
and
bun back.
And then the hot dog does a little like, okay.
It's like, yeah, okay, I'm down with what's going on. Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else we need to say about yesterday?
It was hot.
It was very hot. Yeah.
But we explored every part of the stadium, right?
Yeah. We went
and we got to go up
upstairs,
to the rooftop or whatever that's
nook
called.
Nook and cranny.
Mm-hmm. All right. So here's what I want to say. We are doing not one, not two, but 3 things over the weekend.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it
oh
is.
Oh my gosh, it is.
Okay. I want to tell everybody, the 2 people in the room, she just called her shot. She has already, you're
I'm
trying to get, and we
shot.
Know which one you're trying to get out of.
No, I just forgot about the other one before the other one.
Nope. All right. Erica, The number to like text in your hatred for Erica is 303. By the way, she's from California. 222-5423. We'll tell you what we're doing this weekend next.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about the Colorado list. We've accomplished, we think now, 3 things out of 10.
Correct. And more to come.
But she's had Bojos, but we didn't do it in this place.
Yeah.
It's adjacent to what we did
with
Red Rocks.
You've had it a couple times now.
I remind you, Bojos is not on the list.
Oh, that's right. Bojos was just our starter.
It was like
starter.
A bonus one.
Yeah, it was like you guys were like, this is where the kickoff's going to be. And we've still not made
it there. Yeah, we've not done that. Okay, we'll get that done. So just to recap one last time, Red Rocks, kind of done. Yeah. Edgewater, done. Colorado Rockies, done.
Uh-huh. That's it so far. But we have 3 happening this weekend.
Okay, so let's start at the beginning. Tomorrow.
Oh, I don't know if I can make it.
There it is.
That's what. Yep.
When I walked into...
I gotta stay and take care of her. Sorry.
2 people... Erin?
I will be there.
Thank you.
I'm totally kidding. I will be there. So will my fiance. We actually had a whole conversation this morning about how we were making a strong commitment to hiking this summer.
And this is not a hike.
This is a rough one to start with.
So we are doing the Manitou Incline tomorrow. If you're going to be up there, text us right now at 303-222-5423. We're on the 11 o'clock wave, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Just come join us. You have to have a reservation. Right. Do not just bum rush.
Very hard to
Manitou
do.
Springs.
Here's the problem. What happens if I can't finish it? You turn around and go home? Like,
I think, who's done it before? I've done it a long time ago.
Have not.
I vaguely remember that at about halfway up, there is a...
Peel off
and get on the trail down.
I'm not going to do that.
You can.
Also, that's probably where the bear came. but I'm not going to do that. I'm just like... I'm kind of nervous. I don't like to do things that I don't know how they're going to go for the first time. It really
But then that's the only
anxiety.
Way to do things.
Yeah, it is. So I just have to like suck it up. But
yeah. But let's just be honest. Tiak walked in here today and said, I took the stairs a couple days ago. I don't think I have to do it.
Yeah, the elevators were down. I went up and down. 11 flights. I get it.
Okay.
I know what it's like. I get it.
How many flights do we think Manitou is?
I had to stop.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Why?
Because...
But I'm not going to know. As I'm going, I don't know what a flight is.
Okay, you just want to know how many steps total?
No, I'm just curious, compared to the 11 here, how many more is it?
Well, that's still going to give you a number, but okay, go for it. Tell us all. Tiak, you can plug your ears and go la, 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 la.
I didn't have a camelback. I didn't have anything. I came all the way up.
What? Okay.
And down.
Okay. Dude.
It doesn't give me flights of stairs.
How many stairs?
Are you ready for this? 2744.
Which translates roughly to about 190.
190 stories?
Okay, that's
flights
worse
stairs,
than I
making
thought.
Making it a 150 floor building.
Right. And I said, I can't. You know, up and down stairs. Done them. Got it. I was the only one I had to do it in the elevator. Okay.
It's making me pretty nervous.
But so here's the point.
I should at least get to stop 11 flights before the top.
TX trying to get out of it.
I already...
And no, I'm just...
Credit for time, sir, kind of a thing.
So you can stop 10% left and flip it.
And then what are you going to do?
Yeah. What are you going to do? Erica's trying to say she's got a torn something.
I don't have a torn anything. I've got a little knee pain. And I did right before I moved here. So only 2 months ago, I was in physical therapy for my knee pain.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, I wouldn't advise her to do it.
My doctor probably would write me a note to get out of this one. Mm-hmm. But
so,
the good news is I am kind of forcing my fiance to come because at least then if I get hurt, he's there to help.
Do you? Is there a chance you're not going to come though?
No, I'm going to be there.
Because we have like a
few. I'm going to be there.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So
I'll be
then,
there too.
We'll be there. We'll be mad
Unless
about
the
it.
Elevators are broken tonight, then definitely not.
Okay. Then on Sunday.
Yeah.
We are doing two more things.
Yep.
Has anybody called Bob's to tell him we're coming?
Nope.
Hey, Bob's. No one in this room.
Okay. If you work for Bob's Atomic Burgers or you know anybody at Bob's Atomic Burgers in Golden, could you tell them we need a table of like, who's bringing plus ones that day?
I believe I am. And then Erica.
Yep.
So we need a table for six that day.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys can hook us up with a table,
we'll
pay for our food and everything, but we just need a table for six around 1 o'clock. And then we're on the 250 Coors tour.
Yeah.
So again, we can't invite you to any of these things.
Because you need.
Well, I mean, you could just show up at Bob's and eat at the same time and we can be like, hey, what's up? Have a beer with you or whatever. And then if you happen to be doing the Coors tour, we can be like, hey, what's up? the idea was at the end of this, we were going to culminate into a final thing. And do we have a plan for that yet?
Well, I have a thought.
What?
I don't know if I want to reveal it yet because we should probably brainstorm that off.
Oh, off the air.
Right. Okay. Before we're just like, hey, this is the plan. And then everyone is like, oh,
that's smart.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a thing called a, I don't know.
You want to do a party at some bar for when we're done though?
Kind of. And you'll see. Ew. You'll see why.
All right. Here's what I'd like to do before we wrap this up. I would like people to text in and I do not want this to affect what happens on Saturday. Text in right now, 303-222-5423. And either write T-Hack, Aaron, Erica, or Slacker. Who's going to make it to the top first? Now, it's not going to be a race.
It kind of sounds like you're making it a race.
But I just think I think people are going to be curious. You have to have in your mind who people are listening to this show are going, loudmouth Slacker's not going to make it up because he's just going to be like tired, right? Who do you think
they
think?
Do you think that they think you're going to be tired because you're a loudmouth or because you're...
old. I will hurt people you care about. I mean, you're already calling your shot. You're not even going to make it up.
I'm going to just set the bar real low for myself.
Yeah. Okay.
And then I can exceed expectations.
What do you think the order of reaching the top is?
I'll probably be last.
Okay. I concur.
So I'm really torn between Aaron and Slacker first.
Really?
Well, you've been rucking. And then T-Hack, I think I'm underestimating him, but I would put him at third.
I don't know. You didn't see me on those stairs yesterday.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love Love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.